Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs of how through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here is the Neighbors of Hope Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing?
Good.
All right, very good. A little smaller group today, but nonetheless, the Spirit of the Lord is here, so we will press on. Gentlemen, we've been studying a lot on the holiness, the theme of holiness throughout the Bible. But for today's Word Made Flesh episode, I'd kind of like to do a little tangent here and look at a concept that seems to be parallel within the concept of holiness. And that's really leadership. We like to think that as you come to Neighbors of Hope, particularly those of you engaged in the Life Change Program, working on life transformation, that transformation includes developing the gift set of leadership. Now, this isn't necessarily leadership within like a corporate model, right? Climbing the corporate ladder, per se. That has a place. We want to look at leadership from the Jesus model. And that's really what we try to implement and advance here at Neighbors of Hope. So the scripture text that I have chosen to speak on this topic comes from John's Gospel, chapter 13. And I'd like us to look at verses 1 through, 1 through 17. How about 1 through 16? 1 through 16, right?
It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "Those who have had a bath need only to wash your feet. Their whole body is clean. And you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said not everyone was clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly, I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who has sent him."
Thank you. All right, initial responses. What kind of jumps out at you, whether that's in the form of an insight or a question?
I like how I said to set the example, and like part of being in the Life Change here, we get opportunity to be a team leader, and it's to be the head servant to Don Biggest Apron, to set the example. It ain't necessarily about how well you're doing things, like if you can wash dishes faster or clean up faster. It's about setting the example, being completely accountable for everything, not letting slack happen, but if it does, just pick it up. How can you expect somebody to wash other people's feet if they don't know the proper way to do it?
Okay, good. What else?
Yeah, I think it starts with humbleness and compassion. I think that Jesus, being the master, had to also humble himself to let the disciples see that no matter who you are or what position or title you may hold, as far as even being a leader, you also have to have compassion. You know, because I think a good leader has to have that compassion and humbleness. And here, being in the Life Change Program, that's what this program has shown me as far as being in a leadership role, as all of us are, how to humble ourselves to everyone in this house and to show compassion. And though we may not physically wash the feet of the individuals here, I think we do it in a sense as far as the things that we do for the individuals who come in the house, whether in the Fresh Start program. For me, washing clothes and just doing everything that we do in the house, that is an example of washing someone's feet. You know, I think we do that every day. And it not only humbles us, but I think it gives the individuals who we do that for a sense of people care for us, people love us. And I think we show that every day just by doing what we do, even in the community, whether it be working on the farm and working at Blessings and More, even at the pantry. To me, in a sense, that's still washing someone's feet, because it shows the compassion and the humbleness that we learn here, being in this house, learning, being at these Bible studies. I guess the Bible studies are the biggest part, because in a sense, we have a teacher who's teaching us the things that we need to know to be humble and to show compassion and to have that love that we have for ourselves, but also for those in the community and those who we are around every day. You know, so I think it starts with a good teacher. You know, when you have a good teacher, someone who's showing you how to have to the way God loves you, the way Christ loves us, we show that love daily by doing what we do. And like I say, it comes from having a good teacher. You know, you have to have a good example. And not to Pastor Steve, you know, it's the truth of the matter. You know, you are, for me, you are that good example and that good teacher. You know, and it starts there, because you teach us something new every day. And we learn something new every day. We have to. Because I think your father said, he told me one time, if you don't learn something new every day, then basically you learn nothing at all.
Rabboni Stephanos.
Sorry.
Just thought I'd interject. thank you. Thank you. Anybody else?
Yeah, I guess for me, I mean, the part, you know, it's an example. But for me, it's leadership is a real fragile thing. You know, and kind of let your own desires sometimes and your own worldly aspects, you know, take over that leadership. You get a little bit of that power, you get a little bit of that authority. You got to be real careful. Just for me personally, years before, you know, been in certain positions, certain, you know, aspects where I was a leader. You gotta be real careful, because sometimes in order to get the lead of people, you put yourself 10 steps ahead of them. Or you put yourself, you know, above them. And it's really about being next, right beside them. How can you lead somebody if you're not walking with them? And it's not really about the words, it's about the actions, the footsteps, you know, and doing it with them. You just gotta be real careful. Just gotta be careful.
You have anything there, young man?
Kind of like what Kevin was saying, you know, with before I came here, I was really selfish, you know, only thought of myself, and being here and helping, you know, the guys in the Fresh Start, or helping anybody in the community, you know, being at the store, the pantry, the farm, it, I can't really explain the feeling. It's really a really good feeling, knowing that I'm helping people and I'm not doing it for myself. I'm not doing it for a thank you. I'm not doing it to make anyone happy. I'm not doing it for anybody but God. You know, that's what He would want me to do. And I think that's, that's a good feeling. That's what I'm getting out of this.
I want
to. Yeah, go ahead.
Also, it's the humility part would be, it's not just about washing feet. I'm not trying to make a relationship like the chores we do to wash your feet, but it's like just the social interaction we have with some of the guys in Fresh Start. You know, we end up doing stuff with them. Can we let them do the same things we're doing now? It's hard to do that sometimes because we get into this routine of we're doing everything. You know, then these guys want to help. And it's like, no, it's fine. I got it kind of things. Sometimes you just got to let them help, man. That's the humility of it. Let them get, like Zach said, right beside you. You go to the store, they're right beside us. You know what I mean? We go to the pantry, they're right beside us here, they're right beside us. Sometimes, it's hard to do that sometimes because you know, I got this. But really, you just got to, I'm doing it.
Yeah, I think it's a combination. Any other thoughts? So I'm thinking that there's really kind of three components. Well, I'm going to say that there's two components that really epitomize Jesus' leadership. Well, three. I'm going to say three. Besides just being like the divine one, the truly human one, the Messiah, all that kind of stuff, the Rabboni, the rabbi. All right. And I'm going to say that, Kevin, you mentioned compassion. Some of you talked about humility. I think servanthood is the form of the leadership. But servanthood is also kind of the action. Now, something must motivate the action. And I think this is where you're right, Randy, that we may not be so humble as a motivation of action if we are rejecting somebody else's assistance. I mean, how can that be compassion? Compassion literally would mean to suffer with, come alongside of somebody who's hurting. So what do you think? This pericope starts out Jesus acknowledging that, or John acknowledging that Jesus, this is the night he's going to be handed over. This is his last meal. And there's that one little verse that says, and he loved them. You cannot lead, you cannot serve, you cannot be humble if you do not love them. If you love them, your leadership is not going to be in the model of aggression and tyranny and power. It can't be, or else it's not genuine love. Right? So we do certain things, whether it just be menial chores, or like you were saying, Tyler, being at one of the other entities of Neighbors of Hope, to where we see ourselves serving those who are in need. And why do we do it? Well, because Pastor Steve said I had to. Well, that's not necessarily servanthood. All right, that's just kind of following orders. What we're really called to do is to servanthood becomes leadership becomes an expression of the servanthood that is motivated by love, a genuine willing the good of the other. Until the end, John says, Jesus willed their good. He loves them. And he wants to leave them with an expression of how they're to go out and do likewise to one another. Now, it's not a matter of just washing feet. He wants them to go out and express what he's expressing, and that's love for one another. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for joining us on this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. May God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include the Men's Ministry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our Third Day Farming Project, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, and of course our radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a Neighbor of Hope at neighborsofhope.com. We look forward to you joining us again next Sunday morning.